Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast and broadcast, number 725. We thank God for allowing us to see another National Day of Prayer. I am on vacation this week and was not planning to do much, but since this is a very important National Day of Prayer, I am going to do the prayer podcast that we've been doing for many years. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to pray in times like these. And today I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled God's Answers to Prayers by Beth Fisher. Dear Lord, help me understand as I kneel to pray that you indeed will answer it, though there are several ways. The first, of course, is obvious, the one we most like to receive. If everyone got a yes to their prayers, it would be easy to believe. But, Father, there are two more ways you may handle my appeal. So please don't let your denial dampen my spiritual zeal. For you alone can see beyond the benefits I ask for. So help me take no for an answer when you decide to close the door. And don't let me forget the third way you may answer my request, because you know exactly the time that it would benefit me best. You see, the hardest answer of them all develops true virtue, for we develop patience, Lord, when we learn to wait on you. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, which reads, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this verse from Matthew Henry's commentary. The encouragements here given to us are, "Thy Father seeth in secret. His eye is upon thee to accept thee. When the eye of no man is upon thee to applaud thee under the fig tree, I saw thee," said Christ to Nathanael. He saw appalled at prayer in such a street, at such a house. There is not a secret, sudden breathing after God, but he observes it. He will reward thee openly. They have their reward that do it openly, and thou shalt not lose thine for thy doing it in secret. It is called a reward, but it is of grace, not of debt. What merit can there be in begging? The reward will be open. They shall not only have it, but have it honorably. The open reward is that which hypocrites are fond of, but they have not patience to stay for it. It is that which the sincere are dead to, and they shall have it over and above. Sometimes secret prayers are rewarded openly in this world by signal answers to them, which manifests God's praying people in the consciences of their adversaries, praying for people as well. However, at the great day there will be an open reward. Then all praying people shall appear in glory with the great intercessor. The Pharisees had their reward before all the town, and it was a mere flash and shadow. True Christians shall have theirs before all the world, angels and men, and it shall be a weight of glory. We must not use vain repetitions in prayer. Though the life of prayer lies in lifting up the soul and pouring out the heart, yet there is some interest which words have in prayer, especially in joint prayer, for in that words are necessary. And it should seem that our Savior speaks here, especially of that. For before he said, "When thou prayest, when ye pray," and the Lord's prayer which follows is a joint prayer, and in that he that is the mouth of others is most tempted to an ostentation of language and expression, against which we are here warned. Use not vain repetitions, either alone or with others. The Pharisees affected this. They made long prayers. All their care was to make them long. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from E.M. Bounds. He said, "Faith and hope and patience and all the stress and all the strong, beautiful, vital forces of piety are withered and dead in a prayerless life. The life of the individual believer, his personal salvation and personal Christian graces have their being bloom and fruitage in prayer. My personal encouragement for you today is this: many people do not like to pray because prayer to God will convict you to get sin out of your life. In order to effectively get through to God in prayer, we must be willing to confess and repent of our sins and allow God to create within us a clean heart so that he will not only hear us, but answer us." Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled "Prayer in the House of God, Part 1, from the fine book, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you benefit from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds, along with, of course, the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God, to help teach me the power of prayer when I was a young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, prayer stands related to places, times, occasions, and circumstances. It has to do with God and with everything which is related to God, and it has an intimate and special relationship to His house. A church is a sacred place set apart from all unhallowed and secular uses for the worship of God. As worship is prayer, the house of God is a place set apart for worship and prayer. It is no common place. It is where God dwells, where He meets with His people, and He delights in the worship of His saints. Prayer is always in place in the house of God. When prayer is a stranger there, then it ceases to be God's house at all. Our Lord put peculiar emphasis upon what the church was when He cast out the buyers and sellers in the temple, repeating the words from Isaiah, "It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer." He makes prayer preeminent, that which stands out above all else in the house of God. They who sidetrack prayer or seek to minify prayer and give it a secondary place pervert the church of God and make it something less and other than it is ordained to be. Prayer is perfectly at home in the house of God. It is no stranger, no mere guest. It belongs there, first and foremost. It has a peculiar affinity for the place, and has, moreover, a divine right there, being set therein by divine appointment and approval. The inner chamber is a sacred place for personal worship. The house of God is a holy place. The house of God is a holy place for united worship and prayer. The prayer closet is for individual prayer. The house of God is for mutual prayer, concerted prayer, united prayer. Yet even in the house of God there is the element of private worship. Since God's people are to worship Him and pray to Him personally, even in public worship, the church is for the united prayer of kindred, yet individual believers. Can somebody say amen? Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray on the National Day of Prayer 2017. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this broadcast and podcast. Please join me in prayer on the National Day of Prayer 2017. Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy, Your love, and grace. Those of us who are Americans, we thank You for the privilege to be American citizens. We thank You for blessing us in such a way. We have our faults, Lord, in this country, no doubt. But Lord, You have blessed us tremendously to be a part of this great country. And so we pray for our country today. We pray first and foremost that all its citizens would come to know Your Savior. We pray that You would revive those who are already saved, for that is most necessary at this time. And Holy Father God, we pray that You'll bless our new president and his administration. And we thank You and we praise You for what He did today in signing that executive order ensuring religious freedom. We give You the glory, praise, and honor for that. And we thank you for the men and women who are supporting him and standing with him, many in the Christian faith. Lord, we pray that through it all, your holy name will be glorified and Jesus Christ exalted. We pray now over our prayer list that we normally pray over in this prayer motivator devotional podcast. Lord, we pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through our ministry alone. We pray for millions more to be saved through other ministries. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families and for the salvation of families that don't know you. We pray for an awakening to take place in this country, and that is possible. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries across this country and around the globe. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. And now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Inna. Please give her faith, confidence, peace, and joy in you. Deliver her from depression and being bullied because of her freckles. Help her not to hate herself. We pray for Polly. Please fill her and anoint her to do everything by your Holy Spirit and use her to do your work. Lord, we pray for Karen. Please reunite and save her family. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior recently through this ministry. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray especially for a gentleman who trusted you as Savior just this morning, named Roger. Help him to grow in the faith. We also pray for Estelle, Janine, and Vitalis. Help these to all grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. And now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Margaret. We pray for Josephine. And we pray for Mabina. Help these to stand strong and firm by the power of your Holy Spirit. Rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from them and from the others that have been mentioned here today. We commit these souls into your hands, and we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you the way. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.